With plenty of free time, Ron developed an active correspondence, especially with his sisters. They knew how important the letters were, and they found time to write back. Money was usually an issue. He was unable to eat the prison food and preferred to buy whatever he could from the canteen. He wrote to Renee and said, in part, "Renee, I know Annette sends me a little money, but my misery is increasing. I've got Carl Fontenot here, and he doesn't have anyone sending him anything. Could you please send me a little extra, even if it's $10? Love, Ronnie." Just before his first Christmas on the row, he wrote Renee and said, in part, "Renee, hey, thanks for sending the money. It'll go for specific needs, mainly guitar strings and coffee. I got 5 Christmas cards this year, including yours. Christmas can give some good feelings. Renee, the $20 really came at a good time. I had just borrowed some money to buy some guitar strings from a friend of mine, and I was going to pay him back out of the $50 a month Annette sends. That would have cut me a little short. I know $50 may sound like a lot, but I've been giving, sharing with a guy here whose mother can't afford to send anything. She did send him $10, but that's the first money he's received since September, when I moved near him. I give him coffee, cigarettes, etc. Poor fella. Today's Friday, so you all will be opening gifts tomorrow. I hope everybody gets what they need. Kids sure grow up fast. I'm going to start crying if I don't get myself together. Tell everybody I love them. Ronnie." It was difficult to think of Ronnie having good feelings during the holidays. The tedium of death row was horrible enough, but to be cut off from his family brought a level of pain and desperation he could not handle. Early in the spring of 1989, he began slipping badly. The pressure, the drudgery, the sheer frustration of being sent to hell for a crime he did not commit consumed him, and he fell apart. He began cutting his wrists and attempting suicide. He was very depressed and wanted to die. The wounds were superficial but left scars. There were several episodes of this, and he was watched closely by the guards. When the wrist cutting didn't work, he managed to start a fire with his mattress and let it drip over his extremities. The burns were treated and eventually healed. More than once, he was put on a suicide watch. On July 12, 1989, he wrote to Renee, "Dear Renee, I'm going through so much suffering. I've burned some tissue and got several second and third degree burns. The pressure here is immense. Never getting to go anywhere when the suffering is intolerable. Renee, I've had headaches. I've banged into the concrete. I've gotten down on the floor and banged my head against the concrete. I've hit myself in the face till I was so sore the next day from the punches. Everybody here is stuck here like sardines. I know for a fact this is the most suffering I've ever had to endure. The magic to the problem and its solution is money. I'm talking about never having anything to eat that's worth a shit. This food is like living on K-rations on some damn God-forbidden island. People here are poor, but I've been so hungry that I've had to ask for a morsel to stop the craving. I've lost weight. There's so much suffering here. Please help me. Ron."